Podcasts from the Cochrane Library, the latest evidence for healthcare decision making.
Hello, I'm David Tovey, Editor-in-Chief of the Cochrane Library. In the November 2014 issue of the Cochrane Library, Brona Blackwood from Queen's University Belfast and colleagues updated their Cochrane review of one of the ways to manage the care of patients in intensive care units. Mike Clark, our podcast editor, spoke with Brona about her review.
Hello, Brona. We're all fairly familiar with a picture of an intensive care unit and people surrounded by tubes and various devices and so on. And your review is about one of the ways to try and help people. So just tell us about what you were trying to test in this.
Okay, so my review is about finding out if a weaning protocol, which is essentially a structured guide for doctors and nurses, can help to reduce the length of time that the patient has to spend on the mechanical ventilation.
Why would we want to try and reduce that time? Surely this mechanical ventilation is good for them.
Yes, well, it's very beneficial for patients in an initial acute stage of being ill, but it's also important to get the patient off the ventilator. That's because there are a certain amount of risks that are associated with that. Generally, the tube, which is attached to the ventilator and goes down the patient's throat, bypasses the normal respiratory mechanism and the process of the protective mechanisms, like the little hairs in the nose and the cough reflex. So what happens is that the patient then is more prone to having a respiratory infection, and that can lead on to pneumonia, which will have very serious consequences. In addition, the patient being on a ventilator, it can be quite a frightening thing. And so the patient will require some sedative to reduce the anxiety level. And the patient can become over-sedated. That reduces their mobility. And also it can lead to instances of delirium.
Okay, so just tell us a little bit more then about what it was you were looking at, what it was you were examining to try and help people get off these ventilators earlier.
I was looking at whether using a structured guide called a weaning protocol could reduce the length of time on ventilation. The structured guide consists generally of three parts, three components. The first one is a list of criteria for assessing the patient's readiness to wean and readiness to come off ventilation. The second component is a series of steps for reducing the support of the ventilator as the patient starts to breathe for him or herself. And the third component is a list of criteria for deciding when we can take the tube out of the patient's throat. The concept of these weaning protocols came about from the fact that in many cases, the weaning process in intensive care units was quite variable. People had their own ways of enacting that weaning process, and the concept was to reduce the variability in practice and also use the best evidence that we know of, and both of those together would create an effective and streamlined process for weaning the patient from the ventilator, and this would reduce mechanical ventilation time and also reduce those negative consequences for the patient.
So in terms of finding that best evidence, you've done this systematic review. How much evidence did you find?
I was able to get 17 trials from Asia, America and Australia, and they had nearly 2,500 patients. The trials were conducted in a variety of intensive care units, in medical units, surgical, neurosurgical, and mixed medical surgical units.
So you got a nice amount of data, a nice range of data. What did it tell you?
The evidence that we got was of moderate quality. They were pretty well undertaken, and they showed that in comparison to not using a weaning protocol, you could reduce the duration of mechanical ventilation by 25% in comparison with usual care. You could reduce the duration of weaning by 70%, and the ICU length of stay by 11%.
So that all sounds really promising. Is the evidence strong? Should we believe that?
Well, there is a caveat. There was a lot of variability in the findings, and this was really quite considerable. We also found that the protocols that were used were not the same. Only two studies actually used the exact same protocol. Patient populations were different, and usual practice in the intensive care units was also very different. And in some cases, the authors of those studies didn't even describe what usual practice was. So what this basically means is that there is evidence that we can reduce the duration of ventilation and ICU stay and so on. Using weaning protocols, they will do no harm. There were no more adverse events with using them than not using them. But they may be affected by the ICU that you implement these protocols in. So for example, if usual care in your intensive care unit already is of a standard that is pretty structured and is a collaborative process, introducing a weaning protocol may not make any impact in that unit. But if your ICU does have variable practice in the weaning process, you may well see a benefit.
So what should happen now? Is this one of those reviews that ends with a call for more research? If so, what sort of research would you like to see?
Well, we did not see any impact at all in neurosurgical units. So the optimal process of weaning for patients who have head injuries is unknown, and further work would need to be done in that patient population, particularly because of their cognitive impairment.
If you'd like to read the review that Brenner and Mike were talking about, you can find the full version in the Cochrane Library. Go to cochranelibrary.com and search for ventilation weaning.